With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, this one didn't last very long. The latest government shutdown is over, with President Trump quickly signing a bill to end it. Although some uncertainty remains, as correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson says a lot is being done to address Democrat concerns and complaints about immigration enforcement.
Of the demands that were made, the requests that were made, many of those are already being implemented. You notice that that they're going to have the body cameras. We put $20 million additional dollars in this legislation that they're holding up right now to pay for more body cameras.
Russian and Ukrainian envoys meeting for U.S. brokered peace talks in Abu Dhabi. Meanwhile, Russia's unrelenting strikes on Ukraine killed at least two people overnight.
Video shared by the Regional Military Administration shows burned out cars and damaged buildings as firefighters battled intense flames. Lena's shop was damaged in the strike. She says it was all very scary. The sound, the rumbling. She says there was hardly any time to react.
Correspondent Lawrence Brooks. Bill and Hillary Clinton to testify later in the month in the House Jeffrey Epstein investigation. On Wall Street, Dow futures 129 points higher. This is SRN News. You might not want to let the kids watch the Super Bowl halftime show.
1 million moms, a conservative advocacy group, is issuing a warning over the headliner, Bad Bunny. He's a Puerto Rican-born rap artist who will reportedly spend his time on the halftime stage, putting on a show that, quote, honors queer icons, generations of drag, resistance, and cultural rebellion. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Ocasio, is reportedly also planning to appear on stage dressed as a woman. Super Bowl 60 takes place this Sunday. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida will not be embracing pot, a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults, failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. A spokesman for Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, had predicted they would have the nearly 900,000 signatures needed after all the petitions were processed. However, their efforts fell short. This is SRN News. When you talk about a hero, you might be talking about this young man.
A 13-year-old boy swam for 4 hours in cold and choppy waters to save his mother and two younger siblings who had been swept out to sea off the coast of Western Australia. The family rented paddle boards and a kayak that got pulled further and further out to sea as the wind picked up Friday. Austin Appleby said Tuesday that he told himself to just keep going during his 4-kilometer ocean swim back to Quindallup. His mother, brother, and sister were in the water for about 10 hours before they were rescued. Police Inspector James Bradley praised Austin, saying the teenager's determination and courage saved their lives. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Small Business Administration says green card holders will not be allowed to apply for SBA loans effective March 1st. The move, the latest by the SBA, working to tighten loan restrictions. More details at srnnews.com.